Now that Democrats control the House of Representatives, they are better positioned to try to put a brake on some of President Trump's foreign policy initiatives. But Trump reiterated at a press conference today that he's committed to his America First agenda.
I love our country. I do. You have nationalists, you have globalists. I also love the world, and I don't mind helping the world, but we have to straighten out our country first. We have a lot of problems.
Staying the course, still America first. The New Yorker Susan Glasser has been thinking how the midterm results may change the U.S. role on the world stage. What's the big picture, Susan? Are we likely to see much change in terms of how the U.S. projects power worldwide?
Well, we're not likely to see much change in the unique nature of the president, who has responded, I think, to this election setback in a very predictably Trump way by claiming it to be a victory, an incredible victory, a history-defying victory. So, you know, you got the sense listening to his press conference today, which was his longest press conference, by the way, of his presidency. Actually, foreign policy did not figure that much into it. New initiatives didn't figure that much into it. As you know, it was really largely a rhetorical defense of himself and criticism of his critics that we heard today from the president.
So let's zoom in on a couple of things on the horizon. California Democrat Representative Adam Schiff is now going to head the House Intelligence Committee, and he says reopening the probe into Russian election meddling is his top priority. What is the upshot there? More cooperation between the Hill and the Mueller investigation?
What Adam Schiff has said in the past is that they would try not to overtrack with the Mueller investigation. So in many ways, I think the Hill investigations will proceed now that Democrats control the House. But really, the question is, what is Mueller going to come up with, and how and in what form is he going to deliver his conclusions about the president to Congress? We don't know any of those things yet.
I was struck also by the number of veterans who were voted in yesterday. I mean, if you go back to 1971, 70%+ of Congress was vets, that kind of World War II factor. Prior to yesterday, that number was nearing an all-time low. And then yesterday it rose. I think of Mikey Sherrill, who now represents New Jersey in Congress. She's a former Navy pilot. How do you think this arrival of vets on Capitol Hill will change the foreign policy outlook?
Yeah, Mikey Sherrill will be in my home district where my parents are. And there were a number of national security type Democrats who ran in this race. You see a new breed stepping up and running. As you know, many of them ran these sort of very like cool, a mom and a helicopter pilot too kind of ads in the election. So that's definitely something new. And of course, the number of women, by the way, is also at historic levels. So another difference, I think, in the composition of this new Congress. But again, the House of Representatives has very limited power when it comes to foreign policy, exerts more power over national security in the sense that they exercise the power of the purse. But President Trump, of course, as you know, will still retain his largely unchecked power to direct U.S. relations in the world as he sees fit. And in fact, he will be heading right back out onto the world stage with a quick trip to Paris this weekend for the 100th anniversary of World War I.
What difference, I'm just curious, what difference will the woman factor in Congress make when it comes to foreign policy, do you think?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, again, many of the women, you know, bring significant accomplishment and experience with issues of national security and foreign policy to the table. So it'll be interesting to see if we see more of their voices than we have in the past. Historically, of course, it's been a very male-dominated subject here in Washington. You know, and again, I think the question is, what kind of accountability are Democrats going to try to impose on President Trump using their new power of control over the House of Representatives? Are they going to be investigating, for example, foreign policy subjects such as the nature of the administration's relationship with Saudi Arabia and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and what role he played, if any, in advising the president on the murder, apparent murder of the Saudis, of the journalist who writes for the Washington Post, right? Mr. Khashoggi. I think that will be very interesting and unusual use of the House's investigatory powers.
The New Yorker, Susan Glasser, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.